Chapter 8 It Meg ran to her father in the column, but she hit a transparent wall, and it hurt. Charles Wallace laughed. Meg looked at her father. "Oh, father," she said. But he did not move or look at her. He was not wearing his glasses, and he had a beard. His hair was long and gray, but he was her father.
"He looks terrible," said Charles Wallace,
and he laughed again.
"Charles, that's father," cried Meg.
"He can't see us, Meg," said Calvin kindly.
"Do you want to help, father?"
asked Charles Wallace.
"Yes, don't you?" Meg said angrily.
"Of course," said Charles Wallace.
"But what do we do?" asked Meg.
"You must go into it," said Charles Wallace. "It wants you, and it will have you. I'm in it now, and it's the best thing to do."
"Calvin," asked Meg, "will that help, father?"
Calvin was not listening. He was looking into Charles Wallace's eyes. He was talking to him quietly.
"Charles," he said, "it is our enemy. He's not your friend."
"Don't talk to me," said Charles Wallace.
"Come back to us, Charles," said Calvin.
Charles Wallace began to shake, and then he fell to the ground.
"I've lost him again," said Calvin. "He was coming back to us."
"Try to talk to father," said Meg.
"I can't," said Calvin. "I've tried, and I can't."
"Mrs. Who's glasses?" said Meg.
She found them in her pocket, put them on her nose, and ran at the column. She went through something dark and cold, and then, suddenly, she was hugging her father.
"Father! Oh, father!"
"Meg!" her father cried, very surprised.
"Where's your mother? Where are the boys?"
She looked at Charles Wallace. His face was an angry red.
"We must go to Charles Wallace," she said, "quickly."
But her father could not see Charles Wallace.
"Father, can you see me?" she asked.
"I can't see anything, Meg."
Meg took off Mrs. Who's glasses. Everything was dark. She gave the glasses to her father.
"Put these on," she said. "Can you see now?"
"Yes," he said. "The wall is transparent now. I can see the atoms moving. Meg, isn't that Charles Wallace? What's wrong with him?"
"It has him, father," Meg explained. "We must help him."
"But I can't get out of here, Meg."
"Father, you can go through these walls with the glasses, I think. Try it."
Meg waited, and soon she was alone inside the column. Then she heard her father's voice.
"I'm coming back for you, Meg."
the atoms moved, and he came back in.
"I'm going to carry you, Meg. Close your eyes and don't be afraid," he said.
Suddenly, they were outside of the column, and Meg could see again. Charles Wallace was looking at them.
"It is very unhappy," he said angrily.
Mr. Murray went up to him.
"Charles," he said.
"What do you want?"
"I'm your father, Charles. Look at me," said Mr. Murray.
"No," said Charles Wallace. "Now, let's go."
"Go where?"
"To it."
"You can't take Meg there," said Mr. Murray. "You must listen to me. You're my son."
"But he isn't Charles Wallace," Meg explained. "It is talking, not Charles Wallace."
"We must go," said Charles Wallace.
They walked back to the hall of the Central Intelligence Center and into the street. They turned a corner, and there was a strange building. Cold blue light was shining from its walls. The blue light was pulling them into the building, and suddenly they were inside. Meg looked round and saw her father, Calvin, and Charles Wallace. On a platform in the center of the room was something very strange. It was a brain. It was a real brain, big and horrible, with no body. It was the most frightening thing ever, and it was trying to get into Meg's brain. "How can I stop it?" thought Meg. Suddenly, she remembered Mrs. What's-its gift. "I give you your faults." "What are my greatest faults?" she thought. "I often get angry, and I'm not patient. I need those faults now." Her brain was fighting it, but she felt that she was losing. Then she heard Calvin.
"Tesser! Mr. Murray!" he was shouting. "Tesser!"
Her father pulled her arm. Then everything went dark. Tessering with Mrs. What's-it, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Witch was strange, and it hurt. But tessering with her father was much worse. Mrs. Witch often tessered, but it was new for her father. Meg felt cold, and then she felt nothing.